Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
The first grace of our Lord Jesus that he wants to give you is his personal grace. Personal grace. Wonderful. Jesus had personal grace. What does personal grace do for you? Personal grace makes you live above sin, temptations, and sins. Hallelujah. That is the first grace. It makes you live above temptations and sins. How does it make you do that? It makes you do that by strengthening your will. Your will. W-I-L-L. Or your desires. Jesus Christ had a strong desire. And he wants us to have the same thing. It's wonderful. Because, ladies and gentlemen, you see, God created us as creatures of will. Creatures of will. Who have the power of choice. And God will always have to restore this. Because what happened when man sinned in the garden, when our first parents sinned, if you like, they were saying, in effect, that God, not your will, but my will be done. Okay? By disobeying God in the garden, Adam and Eve were saying in effect that we don't want the will of God, our will be done. Now, if you read the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 42 and 44, you understand that Jesus Christ shed his blood in Gethsemane. Luke 22, 42, 44. Jesus said over there, Father, if it be your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. His sweat became like drops of blood falling to the ground. It's wonderful. It's a rare human condition where your sweat contains blood. Scientists tell us that it can happen, but it's rare. Its name is hemidrosis, and it happens under very severe stress. I believe in the case of Jesus, the stress of being made sin, who knew no sin. So he sweated and blood mixed with his sweat, so that they looked at his sweat and it was reddish. Sweat, reddish. Blood was oozing from his sweat, from the pores of his skin. Something bad somewhere. And Jesus Christ went through hemidrosis, where the sweat is containing blood. And if you read that scripture, you will see that just like Adam, in effect, said, God, not your will, but my will. That is why he disobeyed. Jesus Christ prayed over there, Father, if it be your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Jesus was saying, not my will, but your will be done. Because what happened when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden was that we inherited a very weak human will. That human will became a slave to Satan, so that we could not help it but to follow Satan. We became like programmed. The devil spoiled the beautiful creation of God. Spoiled it by making human beings like robots who could not help themselves but to follow the devil, whether they like it or not. Until the better Adam, the last Adam, Jesus came. And then he bought back by sweating in the Garden of Gethsemane, sweating and buying back our will. In other words, putting some boosters in the human world so that human beings will go back to become creatures of choice and will again. Because until he came, mankind could not help but to follow the devil. There was no power in our will. We inherited a weakened will. That is the will that Paul spoke about in Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. He says over there that the good that I want to do, I am not able to do it. But the evil that I do not want to do, that is what I am doing. And he concluded that he was wretched. Said, wretched man that I am. Look at Romans chapter 7. And then you can look at verse 24. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? Okay? So the apostle is saying something. Look at verse 22. Says that, for I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. In other words, my spirit is willing, okay? But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am. In other words, Paul was saying that, you see, inside me, I want to do good. Kojo, it can happen that inside you, you want to do good, but you are not able to do it. You know? But the evil that you do not want to do, that is what you find yourself doing. And so he says that it is not me who is doing it. There is a certain law, something that I've inherited, the law of sin, which is in my body, this fallen body, that is making me or forcing me like a robot to do what I don't want to do. That is an abuse of the image of God. So the first rescue plan of Jesus is to buy back our weakened will. It's to strengthen our weakened will. Because he is our substitute. Just as Adam was standing in for all of us when he said that, God, not your will, but my will. And he sinned. Jesus Christ stood in for all of us, the last Adam, to say, not my will, but God, your will. By so doing, he places us back to the place where our will receives an enhancer to be able to buy in into the will of God so that we don't become like robots, pre-programmed to do the will of the devil, whether we like it or not. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. That is why the Bible says that if Jesus is your shepherd, he will restore your soul. He will restore your soul. Your soul is made up of your will, your mind, and your emotions. He will restore your will. Why does he have to restore your soul? Because your will, which is part of your soul, became damaged. And if you read this Romans chapter 7, verse 25, when he said, oh, wretched man, 24, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death. Look at 25. It says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. In other words, it's Jesus who delivers us from this weakened will. That you want to do the will of God, but you find out that you are not able to do it. You don't want to lie, but you find out that you are lying. You don't want to be late for church, but you don't have a will of your own, so to speak, than to be late all the time. Jesus has done something about that. Now I'm bringing it home, eh?
Yeah.
Should I lodge it home?
Yes.
All the more.
Lodge it.
You see, you can best know where you have to improve.
Yes.
In your life.
Yeah.
I may say it, I may not say it, but you, God will talk to you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Where you have to improve. Where what you want to do, you are not able to do it. It may not be just coming to church early, because you resolve 2020, I will be in church early, the word of God, I'm going to sit at the feet of Jesus. But you find in yourself another law that does not allow you to do what you really want to do. Thank God He has done something about it. Through Jesus, receive his booster. So that you can rule in this life. And not let the society, Ghana and Africa, and African timing, and African everything rule over you. African mentality rule over you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wonderful. Sometimes I do not understand why we copy everything from the white people and we don't copy the things that are essential.
It's a word.
It's true. Most of you travel and then what you are looking for is the fruit, dresses, shoes, cars, iPad, phone. But you see, the phone is just a product. It's a product of hard work. It's a product of discipline. Why don't you go for what created that thing instead of going for the finished product? Because you bring it, you can take care of it. Because you don't have the underpinnings to sustain that product. It takes discipline. It takes a certain mentality. That is what you have to buy into. That is what you have to get. Anytime you are traveling, don't think about what am I going to bring to my children? What am I going to bring to the people around? Think about, what am I going to bring by way of the finished product? Tell them I brought you discipline. I brought you a positive thinking. I brought you a can-do mentality. I brought you it is possible. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when you give it to them, they will produce what the white man has produced. Hallelujah. Otherwise, you cannot rule in your economy. You become like every other black man. But you see, when they put us all in one, they should be able to take you out of the bracket and say that you are different. It's true. That is when you are ruling over society. In this life, you may have a dark skin, but your culture is different. Your culture is the culture of the Bible. It's a kingdom culture. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wonderful. So, personal grace makes us overcome temptations and sin. Peter did not have personal grace. When in the Garden of Gethsemane, he said to Jesus, although everybody will deny you, me, Peter, I will not deny you. Can you imagine that? Peter said that, though everybody will deny you, as for me, I will not deny you. Jesus said to him, Peter, pray, because the spirit is willing. You delight in the law of God after the inward man, but the flesh is weak. Because at that time, Jesus had not gone to hemidrosis. He had not sweated blood. So Peter's will, his determination to say, as for me, I won't deny you. Even if I'm tempted, I will still obey you and all that. Jesus knew this one. It's just like Romans 7. You want to do it, but you can't do it. So he told him, pray that you don't enter into temptation because your spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Did Peter pray? No, he didn't pray. You remember, he slept. And so what happened? He denied Jesus Christ, contrary to what he delighted in inside. That is why he cried. He cried because, I wanted to do it. This 2020, I wanted to do it. But look at me. I am back to 2019. Hey! Jesus was telling him that your will is an enslaved one because of the law of sin in your body. I have not sweated blood to buy back your will. Like Adam deteriorated your will. I, the last Adam, I have not done anything about your will. But you can do something. Pray that you don't enter into temptation. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to tell you something. That in the years ahead of us, good plans for God is not enough. Good intentions is not enough. Vision that you have for God is not enough. Determination that as for me, I am better, I'm going to be better. All those kind of human resolve that I will live a life, kingdom life, and all that is not enough. You need a booster to your weak will inherited from Adam. That is why if you receive Jesus' enhancer, His favor, the grace of our Lord Jesus, then you can rule in this life over anything that is standing in your way of ruling. Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful. So let us not rely upon our own resolve. You can resolve and you must resolve. But in the midst of it, you must ask for the booster. Ask for the booster. Say that, Lord, I cannot do it on my own. Let abundance of grace, let it come upon my life that I can do it.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful. If you read the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verse 17, the Bible says that whoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. Whoever will. The only condition, because of what Jesus has done for us in restoring to us our proper humanity, where we have the power of choice and we can choose and follow on with our will. The only condition that we need, because of what Jesus has done about our will, repairing our will, is that you must be willing. It says that whoever wills, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Freely. Without cost. As a favor. Because Jesus Christ has already paid the price for us. You receive it freely. What is the condition? You just must desire it. Whoever desires it, whoever has this enhancer in his life, he can drink the water of life. He can live the kingdom life by grace. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Look at the book of Psalm 110. The Bible says over there that the Lord said to my Lord, God said to Jesus, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Sit at my right hand. And that is a difficult thing for every human being to do. Believe me, Jesus Christ is in heaven as a human being. Otherwise, he is not there for us. Yes. He's in heaven as a man. Says that the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies. When your enemies are standing, you know you have enemies. The posture is not for you to sit down. You have to stand up. Eye for eye, boot for boot. But when God tells you that your enemies are there, they are not made your footstool, but you sit down. And when you sit down, I will make them your footstool. It's very difficult for every human being because you don't know how to rest in what God has done for us already. But the Lord said to my Lord, sit down until I will make your enemies your footstool. You cannot make your enemies your footstool. It is God who will make your enemies your footstool. Said the Lord said to my Lord, that's the posture you must have. And then the next verse says, a rule. Look into your Bibles. Rule thou. The Lord will send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Look at the way he brings Zion in. Into Jesus sitting down at the right hand side of the Father. For information, right hand is talking about the place of favor. Sit down in the place of favor. And then he brings Zion or the church in. He says that the Lord will send the rod of your strength out of Zion. To do what? To rule in the midst of your enemies. And the next verse says, your people shall be willing. Shall be willing to do what? Willing to rule in the midst of the enemies. In the days of your power. What are the days of the power of God? They are the days that Jesus Christ died for us. He resurrected the third day. Those are the days of the power of God. Your people shall be willing. The only condition is your will. That is why we have the New Testament. Do you know the New Testament? Another name for New Testament is New World. W-I-L-L. New World. The New Testament is God's will. God's agreement with mankind. The way God views mankind. The way God wants us to view ourselves and view Him. It is in a document we call it the New World. The new world is not just God's will. The new world is a new will that you have by Jesus shedding his blood to get you a new will that makes you get power over the law of sin so that you can live above disobedience of Adam. You can live in obedience yourself. You will live above disobedience and then above temptations. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Wonderful. Let me show you as I end how to lambano this grace of our Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter number 4. How do I receive personal grace, Pastor? How do I receive this grace that Jesus had? That made him live above disobedience and live above sin. That made him rule over where Adam became a slave. That made him a ruler. Look at Hebrews chapter 4 and then verse number 15. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, underlying weakness, but was in all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we will receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now listen, lift your head. You always have to read the Bible in context to understand really what God is talking about. Because when he said therefore, he is saying therefore because of something that he has said before. What had he said before? He has said that we have weaknesses. And the weaknesses, if you look at the context, is talking about weakness to temptation in this world. Weakness to for us to sin. Says that we have an high priest who sympathizes with our weaknesses. Because he was in all point tempted to sin, yet he didn't sin. Therefore, come for grace. What grace is he talking about? It's not general grace. It's a personal grace that your high priest has. That when you have, you can overcome temptation like he did. You can overcome disobedience like he did. And also live practically a righteous life. That's the grace. In Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. It's not grace for car. It's not grace for riches. I'll teach you about that. But you see, sometimes what we do in the church is that we just quote it and we say that, well, he says that we should come boldly. So let us come. Let's ask for what we want. Let's ask for what we want. No, it is a grace that he says you should ask for to overcome your weakness of sin. Not your weakness of poverty, not your weakness of sickness. It is weakness in context of disobedience. Because sin is disobeying. Adam, he said he sinned. What did he do? He just disobeyed God. He said, not your will, my will. Adam was saying, my will be done. Bible says that Jesus has a certain grace. And let us come boldly. It says, therefore, let us come. That we may obtain mercy. Mercy is not getting the bad things that you deserve. And find grace. That is getting the good things that you don't deserve. To help in time of need. So, it's not your personal resolve that this year going, I will not sin. How do you receive personal grace of the Lord Jesus to live above disobedience in your life. To say that, not my will, but the will of the Lord throughout all my life. It is by coming boldly. You know, when he says come boldly, he's talking about the fact that don't come thinking about you. Come thinking about him. He is your substitute. He is your sin offering. He took all the sins upon himself, gave you all his righteousness. When you lambano the gift of righteousness, then you can rule in life. That's why he says that come boldly. Come by him. Come by him. So that you can obtain his grace to live above sin, to live in obedience, to do the things that you really want to do. The believer is not a slave to sin. Let me show you something. It is not just praying and saying that, Lord, I recognize what Jesus has done for me. Because of that, I lambano personal grace and resolve that will help me to forge on with your will for me. It's not just that. You have to get the truth. Yes, you have to get the kingdom word. Hallelujah. Amen. It's wonderful. What is the kingdom word that will let you overcome disobedience in your life? Let me show you one in the book of Romans. Romans chapter number 5. Please understand that you don't lock yourself in a certain corner and pray for personal grace. Grace must always go with truth. Mercy must always go with truth to atone for sin. You understand that? Right. So let me show you some truth. So you don't lock yourself in a corner and pray. He says by prayer. No. It's by the kingdom word. Let me show you a kingdom word. Kingdom word that people don't really understand. As we close, let me show you that one. Verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many will be made righteous. By Jesus' obedience, we become righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, that's past tense. The question is, where did sin abound in the past? Where sin became plenty, abounded, it was on the cross that all of our sins, past, present, and future, was all congregated, accumulated, and put upon Jesus. That is a place where sin abounded. Past tense. Where sin abounded, past tense, on the cross, grace abounded, past tense, much more, on the cross, sin abounded, grace abounded. Is that right? 21 now. So that as sin reigned, past tense, in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness. What righteousness is this? It's the gift of righteousness. Hallelujah. That is what abounded on the cross. So that as sin reigned, past tense, so grace might reign. Because we are still in grace. It's not past tense. So grace must will reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 6 now. Chapter 6 verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You see, that is the kind of human logic people will have. That if sin abounded, where sin abounded on the cross, grace abounded much more. I told you that grace is stronger than sin. Righteousness is more powerful than sin and all that. Okay. Some people argue and say that, well, grace, it means that we should sin so that God will favor us. Look at the kingdom word. Apostle Paul is giving us a kingdom word. He says that, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we, who died, past tense, to sin, live any longer in it? Question, when did we die to sin? He says that. It can happen because we died to sin. When did we die to sin? On the cross, when Jesus Christ died and took our place, we died with him to sin. So he says that, how shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? We died to sin. We cannot live in it. Ladies and gentlemen, the believer, if you are born again, if you receive the gift of righteousness, you are not living in sin. You are living in righteousness. That's your base. So Paul says, how? You are living in righteousness. So how can you go and live in sin? The kingdom truth about sin is that you are no longer in it. That's the kind of mind you have to get. You are in what? Righteousness. The believer is in righteousness. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.